Hello everyone, welcome back. So today, or tonight, because it's nighttime, I am doing a insomnia ramble. I've gotten a lot of questions in my PMs about my audio I made a couple of weeks ago, the makeup sex audio, and people want to know what it was about, and people are just nosy. But like, it's fine, I can tell you the backstory. So for this segment of Late Nights with me, I'm going to be talking about the backstory for that audio. So without further ado, let's get going. Okay, so when I made that audio, the situation did not happen like that. It was far from what the real situation was. I was just taking the point of being screwed over and then coming back to that person anyway and being unhealthy in that way as a plot point. So I changed the plot completely, but I used the same theme. So I was in my second relationship that had DDLG intertwined with it, with this guy that I met off the internet. Maybe that was my first mistake. I don't know, because people are really cool on the internet, okay? Like, I've met a lot of cool people on the internet. This was just, like, the one time that I got, like, the bad person that everybody talks about on the internet. So, anyway. He was really sweet, really nice to me in the beginning. And he found my DDLG Instagram, and then he DM'd me, and then that's how we started talking. So, he didn't live far away. He lived about 2 states away, and we talked about, like, meeting up, maybe, eventually, but it didn't happen, because, one, I was scared, and two, what happened with the relationship. So, he had a lot of emotional and mental problems. He's been through a lot, and he had a lot of trust issues, and that was really straining on me because I couldn't say anything without him being, are you lying to me? Or like, I would say, hey, I gotta go, I have class or whatever, and I'll text you later, and he'd be like, are you sure it's just class or are you hanging out with somebody else? I had to deal with stuff like that, you know. And then if I didn't text him back, like, right away, he would get pissed and stuff like that. So, not good. That should have been a warning sign. And so, I found out that he was talking to other girls and stuff and people, from Instagram in a big, like, group chat thing. On Kick, and he didn't tell me about it. Someone that was in the group chat that knew me told me about it, and I was like, what the fuck? So, like, why wouldn't he tell me about it? That was kind of shady. So I talked to him about it, and he said, oh, it's just group chat, it's like no big deal. And I was like, okay, whatever, I'm like super trusting, so I like to see the good in people. So I was like, okay, cool, he's probably just having a group chat, you know, talking to other people, it's great. So everything was kind of okay. It was kind of rocky because he would say things that hurt my feelings a lot. He would guilt me a lot into sexual things. So yeah, that's a thing. And then one day I got a DM from a girl, and she followed me, but I don't know her, but she knew me, and she said, hey, I saw the picture that you took of, like, a message between you and your dom, and I want to show you something. And she sent me 10 screenshots worth of a Kick conversation between him and her, and when I tell you, it was explicit. it was explicit. Like, there was dicks on there. It was like dick pics and boobs and vagina. It was and the conversations, like the texting back and forth, was awful. And she's like, I just wanted you to know, I did this before I knew he was your dom. And I was like, thank you for letting me know. So I saved the screenshots and I sent it to him. And I was like, explain. And he was like, baby, I'm so sorry. Like, you were gone. I had nobody to talk to. And because at the time I was on vacation with my family. So, you know, I'm not going to be on my phone the whole time because my family, duh. So his excuse was, I wasn't there, so he needed relief, and I wasn't there. And I was like, but there's porn and Gone Wild stuff. I don't understand. He was like, it's not the same as, like, an actual person. It's not even a big deal because it's just, like, over the internet. And I was like, but, like, our relationship is over the internet, so is that not a big deal? And I came at him, and he was like, no, that's different, like, it's, we connect and everything, and it's just not a sexual thing. And I was like, okay, whatever. I forgave him in the end. So, that was awful. And then, okay, so I'm gonna explain. So, for a lot of people, actually, when they're into DDLG, they have some people age play, and they make it they make it sexual. And if I'm in that, like, little headspace, I do not want to do anything sexual in that way. Like, I do not. So when I'm in a little space, like, I, like, color, or I watch cartoons, and I eat, like, snacks and drink juice boxes. Like, that's, you know, like, that's what I do. I don't go to the far extent of, like, using pacifiers and diapers. That's not me. I'm not ABDL. Is that what it's called? I'm not that. And he knew that. I told him, when I'm in little space, I do not like sexual things. He would proceed, like, we would have Skype sessions, right? And I would be in little space, and I'd be coloring and blah, blah, blah. And he would proceed to say sexual things to me. And when I'm in that headspace, I'm very vulnerable and sensitive. And he would pressure me into showing him, like, oh, like, my boobs or, like, my ass or something like that. And then he'll, like, pressure me into touching myself and blah, 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 blah. And, like I said, when I'm in that headspace, I'm super vulnerable. And so I did it anyway. And then afterwards, I felt like shit. And he did not care. So he didn't understand how it worked, I guess. And he left. We got off the Skype session. It was basically just a very abusive relationship, to be honest. So, I was sick of it, because we've broken on and off, and we've gone back together, and then we quit things, so we get back together, and then we quit things, and we're just back and forth, 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 back and forth. And I was stupid to stay each time, until one day I was like, you know what, I don't need this. Like, I already have so much to deal with. I have family, school, I have other online friends, you know what I mean? Like, I just was not dealing with it. And I was like, listen, we're done. I blocked him on every single thing, but he came at me with different kick accounts saying, baby, I need you, like, you're the only one. And then he would say, I'm gonna kill myself, you're never gonna find love like me, no one's gonna love you, da 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 da. And he kept this up until November 25th of this year. Like, he finally ended messaging me on the 25th. That's how long this has been happening. Since, oh my god, when was it? Like, I don't even remember when we first started talking. It was such a long time ago. He could not let it go. He could not let it go at all. So, yeah. That's what the backstory was. I haven't heard from him since, so, like, I honestly, I'm not, like, oh, like, I don't care if he fucking died. You know, like, I would care, but I just can't care right now about him because he was not good for me, so. Anyways, that's the backstory. I hope it was a good backstory. I don't know. I hope it made sense. And so, yeah. Moral of the story. If you're being abused by somebody, even if it's online, because that's still valid, because if they talk down to you, degrade you, like, pressure you into anything, that's abusive. And if they are doing that, you need to leave, and you do not need them, no matter what they say. And, yeah. So, just, I made that audio to heal, and it really helped me heal, so. And I'm really glad, like, it was, like, received real well, so I was really happy about that. Anyways, this audio is super, super long. I hope you enjoyed this insomnia chat with me. If you have any questions about the story, let me know. I will happily answer the questions. Anyways, I'm okay now, don't worry. Maybe I just won't have any more online flings for a while. Maybe. Who knows? I might find somebody cool. Anyway, I hope you all are doing well, and I will listen and talk and see y'all later. Bye-bye.